technology gap analysis, or new opportunity. Technology can be selected to fill gaps between current and desired capabilities, or it can create entirely new capabilities when technology is viewed as a way to achieve the next big opportunity. These subjects are addressed next. Technology gap analysis. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines a gap analysis as the assessment of the differences between the actual performance of a product or service and customer expectations. When used for a technology assessment, a gap analysis starts by determining the current state of capabilities related to technology, and then gathers and analyzes the requirements of internal and external customers to envision a future or ideal state for those capabilities. The difference between the current and future state is the gap. A gap analysis will help further refine technology requirements. A gap analysis is more of a process than a single tool. As such, it can make use of numerous tools discussed elsewhere in these materials. This can start with benchmarking to determine one's technology gaps relative to the competition, or the voice of the customer to understand how customer requirements have changed since the last customer scan. Internal customers should be scanned, too, to reveal gaps or inefficiencies in internal workflows. There are also many tools not discussed elsewhere in these materials that can be leveraged. A key example is user story mapping, a tool from Agile Project Management. A user story is a high-level customer requirement that is expressed from the perspective of a specific user type, called a persona. These user stories would be put into the Agile backlog and prioritized for potential development. The user story indicates who the user is, the goal the user wants to achieve, and why the user wants it, the perceived benefit. These might be created by surveying customers and categorizing and summarizing the results, or by using the voice of the customer. For example, one user story for our commercial door manufacturer case study might be, as a specific end user, construction project engineer, I want what? An II-enabled door configuration tool that can be embedded directly in my project planning software so that, perceived benefit, I can quickly generate door quantities, specifications, and installation schedules that comply with our building layout and local fire/safety codes without having to manually cross-check codes, drawings, or your supplier website. Perhaps in this case, the current state is one that has all of the frustrations expressed above, lots of manual cross-checking, which, in the current era of II automating many formerly manual processes, is feeling more and more frustrating to the user. User stories can be combined with flowcharts or process maps to indicate where in the current, as is process the frustrations and so on are occurring, and where in the to-be state they would be addressed. Process mapping can use a flowchart to map the current process, and then use this map as a starting point to streamline the process for the future state. A more supply chain specific type of process map organizations can use is value stream mapping. This tool adds things like push versus pull symbols and value added versus non-value added lead time analyses. For work center technology gap analysis, a Six Sigma tool called spaghetti mapping can be used to map out the current actual movements workers take to get tools and materials, process the work, and produce the output. The path that is traced on the floor plan of the facility will follow the worker's movement, and so this line will start to resemble spaghetti as the worker goes back and forth over the same ground. The future state of this spaghetti map can indicate how much unnecessary or repetitive walking or other motion, and thus lead time, could be eliminated, such as by relocating tool cribs, parts inventories, and so on to more convenient locations. For technology that has a software or equipment display user interface, UI. Another technology gap analysis is to study the current UI versus the desired UI. This can reveal, for example, when a process has redundant steps, or user clicks, a non-intuitive interface, or is not foolproof/mistake-proof. Streamlining such interfaces is often key to error reduction, not missing important data or alerts, and so on. In some cases, analysis of current capabilities will reveal that an existing technology system can already satisfy certain requirements, either as it is currently being used or by further leveraging the technology, such as by training, process changes, or add-on tools. This will help reduce the set of unfulfilled requirements and the cost of bridging the gap. In other cases, a gap analysis will reveal system, process, personnel, or partner limitations that need to be addressed before a new technology will be capable of being successfully integrated. Such limitations can include underlying information system architecture layers that need to be replaced or upgraded prior to being able to support a new technology, such as a legacy system that would be incompatible, poorly scalable, or too expensive to integrate. processes that the technology would not support and would need to be changed if the technology were adopted, such as an enterprise resources planning system that has different workflows and that would be cost prohibitive to customize to the organization's processes. Human resource, HR, skills gaps that would need to be closed using hiring, contracting, and/or formal and informal training, for example, process knowledge gaps, technical expertise gaps, and management and leadership gaps. HR or organizational policy gaps that restrict personnel job expansion, employee empowerment, and so on that would need to be changed for the technology investment to meet its potential. Processes or outputs that fall under regulatory requirements in the industry, but are not directly addressed by the technology, which would require customization or workarounds for compliance. External partner gaps related to their willingness to change their processes and share information, risks, and/or investment costs. The cost and time required to make these organizational changes or underlying technology improvements should be added to the overall cost of a technology feasibility analysis. Technology as a big opportunity. The books Change and Accelerate by John P. Cotter describe thinking outside the box and developing the next big opportunity. While a technology gap analysis can reveal areas for improvement, in some cases a competitive advantage can be found only by looking for an entirely new way of doing things, perhaps as part of a new strategy that a creative network of internal volunteers is contemplating. The network of internal volunteers needs to create urgency around the big opportunity that the new technology represents. Selling this idea requires clearly articulating why this is a rational path for the organization. For example, our core competencies could leverage this solution. The technology is just now mature enough. We can acquire technology company X, etc. How it will align with strategy or enable a complementary shift in strategy must also be made clear. The network needs to get people excited about this big technology opportunity by presenting an emotionally compelling and positive benefits message that is both memorable and non-threatening.